There's a number of things we can look at from Psalm 103, but I just want to start with the first couple of verses. We'll see how far we get. This is a great psalm that just talks about the benefits of the Lord. And the whole purpose of the psalm is to share with you and I and to make us think about the benefits that we have from God. It starts off by saying, bless the Lord. Very familiar verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. We've probably sung all kinds, you know, hymns over our lifetime, all kinds of praise and worship music at our churches that include and incorporate that very verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. And yet a lot of times we sing it so much. Sometimes there are verses, and it seems like especially in the Psalms, there are verses that are so common, and we say them so often, we hear them so often, and we sing about them so often, that unfortunately sometimes they tend to lose their relevance to us. They lose the relevance and the importance that is being shared there. Here's David saying, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. David is one that if you go back to Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, you'll see the same thing. You see that David speaks to his very soul. Now, this is important. We are triune in our nature. We are spirit, soul, and body. We're made up as of spirit, soul, and body. Spirit is that eternal part of us that's inside, that is regenerated or brought to life when we accept Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. It is Jesus living inside of you. It's a third of who you are. You know, a lot of times people say, well, you can't expect too much out of me. I'm just a mere human. I'm just a mere flesh. You know, I'm just a man. No, you're not. You're a third. A third of you is spiritual. A third of you is totally regenerated and is untouched by anything in the physical. So a third of you is that spiritual part. There's also the soul. That's also eternal. But that's our mind. It's our thoughts. It's our personality. It's who we are. That is eternal. It does not end. And then there's also that final part, that final third of us, which is the physical, it's the body. So we're spirit, soul, and body. And in this we see that David is speaking, and again we see this in Psalm 42 and Psalm 43, David speaks to his very soul. He's speaking to his very thought process. He's speaking to his very personality. He's speaking to that part of him that is eternal, and it's who he is. And he says, O my soul, bless the Lord, O my soul. David is saying to himself, it's important and imperative that I bless the Lord. Soul, you will bless the Lord. It doesn't matter what the body feels like. It doesn't matter what the body endures. It doesn't matter the physical things that are taking place. David said, and reminded himself by speaking to his very soul, you will bless the Lord because he's worthy of praise. Bless his holy name. You know, in Psalm 42, when David is speaking to his very soul, I mean, he says, soul, you know what? We're going to wind up praising God anyway, so you might as well go ahead and praise him now. It's David speaking to his personality, to his mind, to his very nature. And here he is in this first verse in Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, if we look at that, really what that's saying is, this is how you bless God. This is another terminology. This is another term that people use an awful lot. How is it that we bless God? Well, you can be a blessing to God. Bless God. How many times have you heard people say, well, bless the Lord. Bless God by this. You know what? Here's how you bless God. You don't bless God by things you do. You don't bless God by, here's how you bless God. It is by affectionately and just having a grateful heart. And affectionately, with great affection and love, praising him, lifting up his name, and just thanking him with a grateful heart for all the good things that he has done. Acknowledging and being aware of those good things, and with a grateful heart, letting him know. And David is saying to his very soul, you know what, go ahead and start blessing the Lord. Doesn't matter how I feel, it doesn't matter what I think, because this is what I know. God is worthy of praise. I love God because of his goodness. He is worthy of praise. He is blessed when I praise him. When I have a thankful and grateful heart, he is blessed. Bless the Lord, all my soul. And when it says, all that is within me, I mean, that's talking about going down to the deepest part of who you are, at the essence of who you are. And that's what David is doing. He is speaking to the deepest part. He's speaking to his very soul and saying, soul, bless the Lord. Be grateful. David was aware of the benefits of God. David understood that God is always faithful to his promises and will pour out and does pour out blessings to us on an ongoing basis. Now look at the second verse. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits. This is why David is speaking to his soul. This is why David is saying to his very soul, speaking to his very soul and saying, hey, don't forget to bless the Lord. Because he realizes that as flesh, as men, we do forget the benefits. We do forget all the good things that God has done. And because of that, David speaks to his soul. This is a prime example that we can follow. I would say very few of us. Just think about this yourself. Have you ever spoken to yourself and said, this is what I will be? Because this is David making the determination. This is David making a statement, speaking it, and making a determination of how he would think, how he would feel, and what he would be. David went through a lot of trials. David went through a lot of struggles and difficulties. David went through a lot of painful circumstances. Many of them, if not all of them, he brought upon himself. But he went through a lot of difficult and trying times. And even in the midst of those trying times, he understood that God was worthy of his praise, that God was good, and that God always had benefits for him. That same thing is true today. You know, you might be going through a whole lot of struggles and difficulties. And maybe there's things that right now in your life just rob you of your joy, rob you of your peace, rob you of just the satisfaction of life. Well, David understood that you got a choice when you come to that point in your life. You can either sit back and just dwell upon the negatives, dwell upon the defeats, dwell upon the struggles. David realized he could just continue to focus on those negative things, but the end result will be his own defeat. He realized that the strength came, the overcoming victory comes from praising God, from in the very soul, from the deepest part of who he was, praising God with a grateful heart, thanking him and acknowledging his goodness, even when he didn't see it. And because he knew that that was against the flesh, because he knew it was against the natural thoughts of man, because he knew that was contrary to what the mind itself thinks, he spoke to his very soul. He spoke to his innermost being and said, bless the Lord. Bless the Lord because he is worthy of praise. And because he knew that in the natural, in his own mind, the natural mind forgets the goodness of God and the good things. And so he even says and speaks, bless the Lord, and forget not all of his benefits. How many of us go through our lives, and because of the struggles, because of the difficulties, because of the difficult things that take place, and maybe you're living those things right now, that's what you think about, that's what you dwell upon. David could have done the same thing. But if you want to be an overcomer, and if you want to be a person that, like David, saw victory upon victory, and even in defeat, saw defeat turned around to victory, if you want to be like David and have the same results David had, then follow the actions and mimic the things that he does. Learn from the things that he does. David could have chosen to focus on those things too, but he spoke to his innermost being because he understood that his thought processes, the natural thought process of the mind, will be contrary to the things of God. And so he spoke, literally spoke to his very soul and said, bless the Lord. In other words, appreciate, have a grateful heart, demonstrate that affectionate love for God, even in the midst of the storm, even in the middle of the trial. He spoke to his very soul and said, you will thank God. Because we're going to praise him anyway. We know that we're going to be, I know that I'm going to be victorious. He had that confidence. And you can have the same confidence because it's the promises of God. David just was holding on to the promises of God. David had nothing different. In fact, David had less than you and I have today to go on. He didn't have the ultimate victory of Jesus Christ, but he knew about the faithfulness of God. And so in the worst of situations, he still spoke to God. He still spoke to his very soul and would not let his natural mind dictate or determine where he was going to go. You see, if you give in to your natural mind and your natural thoughts, that's giving in to the baser elements, and you know what? You will dwell upon the struggles and the heartaches. And if you dwell upon the struggles and the heartaches, you're going to take your soul right there. You're going to continue to feast upon those negatives, those failures, and those setbacks. And in the course that you've set for yourself, you will continue to find defeat after defeat and more reason to be discouraged. David realized there was a choice to make, And you and I need to realize that same thing. There's a choice that we can make. You can make that choice right now today. In whatever it is that you're facing, you can make the choice. I'm either going to stay here in this place of defeat, or I'm going to take some action. What can I do? How can I change my situation? You can change your situation not by your own strength and not by your own abilities. Listen, if I'm in a hard state, there's probably a lot of, I've probably tried to do what I could to turn the circumstances around. In a lot of cases, if not in all cases, we are really powerless to change things ourselves. But here's the power that you do have. David realized the power that comes from praise and a grateful heart. And even though he didn't feel it in his mind, and even though it was contrary to his thinking, he still spoke it and spoke to his soul and said, "Praise the Lord." And I guarantee you, once he did that, I've lived this. Listen, I'll tell you, I know this firsthand. You may not feel like praising God when you're in the middle of that trial, when things are looking really defeated, when things look hopeless. You may not feel like praising God, but if you will do what David did and just start praising God, if you will say to your soul, you know what? Innermost part, we're going to start praising God because he's worthy of praise. Once you start that process of praising God, it is amazing that within seconds, mere seconds, that praise, which was just kind of forced praise, and even to the point of insincere praise because you're not feeling it, and so it feels like you're being contrary. But if you're praising God because you decide that you know that God is worthy of praise because he always is faithful, within seconds, that praise, which was hollow to begin with, is suddenly filled with just a rush of all the remembrances of the good things that God has done, how faithful he is. Promises in his word come back to your mind, and as you're flooded with those things, the praise just starts to flow. And this is where the freedom comes. And this is where you start to walk out of that trap of the negative thoughts and the negative things that we speak. And we start to walk into the victories of Jesus Christ and into the promised land in the situation that you face. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not his benefits. You know what? We are apt to forget those benefits unless we remind ourselves. David understood these things, and that's why he spoke these words. That's Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2. What are you looking at today, and what are you faced with? You can help change the situation. You can spark the beginning of the change of that situation by changing the way that you're thinking and acting in your innermost part, in your very soul. Do what David did, and let's just start praising God and remembering the good things that he has given to us.